Leah Graves is a registered dietitian and the Vice President of Nutrition and Culinary Services at Veritas Collaborative in Durham, an esteemed eating disorder clinic with several locations in North Carolina. Graves said, "We are constantly bombarded with images and messages about our bodies, health, and appearance." She said these messages have a big uptick around New Year's, leading more people to partake in negative eating behaviors.
Individuals who diet tend to be at higher risk for eating disorders. But also, diets are not a very effective means of taking care of one's health. And so it tends to lead to a cyclical up and down and rigidity with eating that may actually lead to not the improvement in health that the individual was intending to have, but actually quite the opposite.
Having worked in the field of eating disorders and nutrition for the past 36 years, Graves said diet culture often blurs the line between healthy eating habits and an eating disorder. She said every year there are new trends in dieting, and every year these diets prove to be ineffective in the long run.
So when we go engage in any type of dieting behavior, it doesn't really matter what the trend of the day is. Outside of balanced, reasonable eating, our bodies are built to protect us from what is perceived to be famine. And as a result, there are all kinds of automated responses to that dieting event that try to prevent us from doing it, try to limit our bodies from losing weight because that's viewed as a life-threatening situation.
Graves said fat diets like keto were not created for the general public. She said keto was actually developed as a therapeutic intervention for seizure disorders in children, and despite its popularity, is not well suited for the average person. Even if consistent dieting doesn't lead to a clinically diagnosed eating disorder, Graves said it tends to lead to behaviors that dysregulate eating and hurt health over time. She said any kind of dieting or restriction confuses our body and makes it harder to maintain a regular appetite and recognize fullness.
So what happens is these things work very temporarily. They'll see results in a very short term. But the 5 year down the line outcome is generally they weigh more than when they started.
Graves said this yo-yo dieting, where people constantly change diets or engage in restrictive eating habits, may directly lead to eating disorders and cardiovascular risks. She said individuals should focus on balanced and intuitive eating instead of diet mindsets in 2021.
So I'm a big fan of the non-dieting approaches that look at reason and help people to become connected to themselves so that they're eating in a balanced and rational way that's sustainable for a lifetime. So think of it like good self-care, that you're respecting your body. You're celebrating that you have been given this body. It has a genetic predisposition for shape and size that you are powerless to change, but you can care for it the best you can.
When it comes to our ideas about what's healthy, Graves said we are overly focused on appearance and labeling foods as good and bad. Instead of setting new diet resolutions, she said it's more beneficial to work on interacting with your body in a less judgmental way, showing yourself grace, and understanding that health does not demand a certain size.
Because we as a culture have equated health with shape and health with weight and health with size, and they actually are not connected.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.